Oh my gosh, you guys, our first guest episode of 2026. And are you guys in for a treat? It is with my girl, Amy. She is such a magical spiritual babe. She is able to take your astrology and align that with your career blueprint so that you're actually doing what you love. It's seriously so amazing. I can't wait to hear what you guys think. Let's dive right in. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, spiritual channel, here to help you make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle. Hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. Whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Hi, Amy. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have you here.
Yes. Hi, Emily. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Amy is joining the PJ and Prosecco world, and her and I have a very fun history in the spiritual world. So I can't wait for us to dive in. But before we do, Amy, tell everyone about yourself.
Yeah, my name is Amy Trong. I go by Mystical Amy on Instagram. And let's see, like in the mystical world, I'm having a tarot deck coming out soon. It's called Divine Cosmos Tarot by Llewellyn.
Ooh, that's so huge.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about that. And alongside Emily and all of our other spiritual business babes, I have Career Clarity Compass, which is my signature 5-week astrology-based program that helps people align their career with their soul path. It's a little bit practical, a little bit mystical, where we use your birth chart and strategy to discover what kind of work lights you up and how to identify the next steps and create a career path that feels aligned and fulfilling.
I love that. It's so needed too, because we just like work too many hours for us to not be on the right path.
Yes, work is such a big part of our lives, right? Whether sometimes 40 hours a week, at least, if not more. And so it just makes sense to be living a life where what you do is more aligned and makes you happy and pays the bills, of course.
Yes, that is very important. What I feel like I've wanted to ask you this. So what brought you to like the realization of using astrology, like, and people's charts to help with that path and pave that way? And now that I know about it, it seems like such a no-brainer, but I didn't even think about looking at it that way.
Yeah. So honestly, it was when I was younger and stuck like at a crossroads between what I wanted to do. I was working in tech at the time and it was good. It made money. It was the corporate life, climbing the corporate ladder. But I felt like something was missing. I wasn't really fully into it. I felt like I was selling my soul a little bit, or my soul being sucked dry. And I was like, okay, I realized there are some people that just are born knowing what they're meant to do. Like my cousin, she was born, she's like, I'm gonna be a doctor, ever since she was little, all through high school, college. And she's like, that's it, I'm gonna become a doctor.
And you're like, okay.
Unfortunately, I was like, I don't even know what I'm gonna eat for breakfast this morning, much less what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. So
it's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different for some people that are not as like just set in knowing what we want to do. Ever since I was little, I am Vietnamese. I grew up learning the Vietnamese Chinese zodiac. And then when I became like a teenager, like I think 12 or 13, I got a copy of Teen Magazine. If you remember those back in the day, paper magazines.
Most of it, I think I know some of my listeners will know what we're talking about. Some of them are going to be like, that's so cute.
So in Teen Magazine in 17, I discovered horoscopes right in the back of the magazine. Yeah. And astrology. And so I was like, oh, wow, it's so much a bigger world than this. And so then I just loved astrology for a long time growing up. And then one day it occurred to me, I was like, I love reading my chart and learning about myself and all of that. And I said, what if I used my chart to find out what I'm meant to do? Like, how can I read this chart a certain way? Does it give any clues? And so piecemeal, I like looked at my chart and I was like looking at what your moon sign is, your rising sign, and like 10th house, and being like, okay, like what does this mean? What does it mean when this planet is there? What energy is it activating, or what vibes is it? So from then on, I started like putting the pieces together, and yeah, I was able to find out like what you're passionate at and what you're good at. And I figured if you love what you do, and if you like kind of lean into maybe your natural strength or talent, like going to make some money from it. Money follows after everything else, I find.
Yeah, you know what? It's so true because really, like, money is just energy. So, if we're in an energetic state that really helps to attract it in, I feel of course you're going to make money if you're doing what you love and you're really like aligned to it and what your strengths are. That makes so much sense. So wild. I feel like they need that class in high school.
Right? Yeah, it's like a way to figure out what you want to do when you're 18, right? Everyone asks that question, and you're like, what do I like right now? You know?
Well, and I think too, it's like also, I'm sure you're finding that since we didn't have this tool in our toolkit, we just kind of went down a path of like society or our family, or it's not a bad path, but I feel like it's probably, I feel like someone needs to hear this. It's okay to pivot and look at your chart now and see how you can optimize your time.
Yeah, optimize, realign your life, because holistically, once you start living in alignment, I always find that everything starts falling into place. Yeah, everything starts falling into place. Energies just start coming to you, doors start opening, opportunities start knocking. And it's nice because when you are living in alignment and something moves out of alignment, you know exactly what that is, right? But if you're always stressed out, if you're not getting enough sleep and you don't like your work and you're fighting with a partner or a friend, you don't even know what's out of alignment to begin putting back in alignment, right? But if you are living like the life you're supposed to meant to live and something goes astray, you're like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night. I know why, because that's the only thing that was out of the norm or out of alignment for me.
Yeah, that's so true. And I feel like too, with astrology, people always, okay, I'm not an astrologist. You, on the other hand, could tell us those things. But for some reason, I think when people hear like that I'm a spiritual coach, they automatically are like, oh, I'm really tired. What's going on? And I'm like, I know what's going on in my world. Like, I don't know what's going on in yours. They're like,
Unless it's like a big thing, and then you're like,
well,
oh, it's
yeah.
Mercury retrograde.
Right. So, okay, wait, Amy, I think you'll love this. So, I love Mercury retrograde. And I feel like one of my other mentors, who I got Life and Success Coach certified, Amanda, love you, Amanda. But her and I were always talking. We're like, we love Mercury retrograde. It's like a slingshot. It's like you do your inner work and then it slingshots you out on the other side and you just are along for this wild ride. And I feel like I always have these big breakthroughs. But not everyone loves Mercury retrograde. And does it annoy me? Yes, the tech stuff and the fact that I have to like triple check every communication is annoying. What's so wild is that when I learned about Vedic astrology, which also, you guys, I am not an expert. I only know my own and I barely know that. But Mercury is really good for me. And so,
Oh,
like,
that makes sense.
no wonder I love Mercury retrograde. Like, and the moon is not good for me. I've talked about this in another episode, you guys. So if you're like, oh, I've heard this before. Yeah, so it's really wild because I feel like I would do all the new moon and full moon rituals, but nothing would ever happen. Mercury retrograde, so much happens. It's wild.
So during the retrogrades in the year, for those, what is it, like 4 to 6 weeks, you probably go ham, right? Like you go crazy, like doing all the things.
Yeah. I have my best weeks in business, new
That's
opportunities.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Like really astrology is, right? With all the transits, retrogrades, all of that, it's always like a good idea to look, see where it affects your chart and really optimize the energies, right? It's like launch an offer or apply for a job or ask that cute girl or cute guy out on a date and really just working with the universe and having it work for you, right? Working with it. not really dance. So.
Wait, can you think of a time when you like first used astrology where you were like, holy cow, and it just got to be so easy?
Let me see. Yeah, astrology. Honestly, I think.
Right, all the time, but like that, you know how you have those like first one or two moments where you're like, oh my God, it works.
Yes. Yeah, honestly, when I do, so I know you don't like the moon and you don't work with the moon, but like
Like the
with really
moon.
new moon,
Whoa,
yeah.
Amy, I like the moon. The moon doesn't like me.
Well, I wonder if you can make the moon like your work for you in a way. I'm gonna have to
I do.
look
Yeah,
at your chart and
I have to like do different mantras and stuff. Yes.
yeah, or maybe like during different phases of the moon, it might be like better for you, like during a certain phase. Like for me, full moons actually exhaust me. I'm stressed out, I'm tired, it really pulls at my energies. Whereas new moons are amazing for me. So I tend to like to do things around the new moon.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay, wait, but I interrupted you. So tell me about a time.
Oh my gosh. Usually it's like a new moon manifesting. If I apply for a new job, like I'll do like a moon ritual around then. Or for example, if like Jupiter is transiting some part of your chart, right? Look where it is. And then Jupiter is a planet of abundance and good fortune. And so you really want to lean into that. And for me, it's like in Pisces, right? So it's, oh, maybe I want to volunteer a lot that week and be open to what happens. Maybe I'll meet someone really cool or meet a cute guy there or something.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. But yeah, I'm trying to think about one other good time astrology has worked for me. It's
Yeah, like one of those first times. I can't even think of a first time for myself with astrology. I do feel like it was just learning the houses and like then understanding like what planets are
yeah.
there and being like, oh, wait, this makes so much sense and it gets to be easy and it doesn't have to be pushed. It just, you get to receive.
Yes, yeah, you get to receive, you get to work with the energies. If you know it's going to be a tough week, it's okay. I'm going to make sure, like, maybe I don't have as many meetings, or maybe I'll make sure I have a self-care day, or go to sleep earlier this week, just so that you're aware of the energies that are pulling you or pushing at you.
What did your friends and family say when you were like, I'm starting a business with astrology? I'm guessing though, I guess if you grew up looking at being Vietnamese, looking at those different modalities, they might be more open, right? Or no?
Yeah. So, like, I feel like everyone in my family, they know that I was a little bit obsessed with it as a child. And it was just like an Amy hobby. And then I guess now they just shrug their shoulders. They're like, okay, like, how that works.
Yep.
They're like, yeah, have fun, go at
Yeah,
it.
that's true. That's true. What was it like when you told your family?
Let's see. So, my dad just raised an eyebrow. And so, I think he was just like, okay, this is nothing. Because I think the biggest thing for him was when I was telling him that I was getting my tarot deck published. And he's like,
Oh,
it's amazing
yeah.
that you're getting published. But he's like, what's a tarot deck? And he's like, he's like, I don't know
Oh.
if it's these fortune teller cards. I'm like, Dad, it's not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he's open to it, but he just doesn't really understand, like, what it all means sometimes.
Yeah, which is okay. They don't have to understand.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wait, also though, I feel like I know you're this crazy creative artist,
Oh,
but you haven't even talked about that. You guys,
yeah.
he's like this insane artist with these decks, and I just feel like you have that other Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So my other Instagram is called Amy AI Art. So Amy.AI Art. And it's basically where I create art using AI. And I tend to create female figures or women in really powerful, creative ways. I like to do a lot of like witchy, magical, fantasy, sorceress, priestess kind of energies in women, like the dark femme a lot. And yeah, so that's also another hobby that I fell into that ended up providing me with some really cool opportunities. So I've gotten a lot of people asking me to create commissions for them. So, like custom portraits for their spiritual business, album covers. I do a lot of paranormal book covers for authors. Like, when they're,
Oh.
yeah, they're like, I need like a vampire, or I need a couple that's this beautiful, like brunette with like a demon husband or something. So it's really.
Wait, I
So I
love
do
that.
that. Yeah. And then it's opened doors in terms of like sponsorships and partnerships with AI companies or like tech companies and all
That's
in on all of
so
that.
cool. That's so
Yeah.
cool. And I think too, it's just, I feel like it's good too for everyone who's listening to recognize that when we're doing what we love and what we're passionate about, we also get to have other stuff too. I feel like for me, it was like raking a few sound baths. I was like, no, they're not really in my business, but they are, but they aren't, but they are. I don't know. And so it's one of those things where just because we do one thing doesn't mean that's all we do.
Yes, exactly. And I think you speak so well to that, Emily, because that was my trouble, right? So everyone online is saying to be successful, you have to have a very specific niche, right? If you have a YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, it doesn't matter. It's if you cook, that's all you do is you cook, right? Or if you love cars, it's got to be cars. Baking, travel, you're the travel person, right? And but we're so much more than that, you know? And we're so much more than that. And I feel like we need to be able to express that, even if it's a little chaotic sometimes. Oh, what does baking have to do with cars? But you love both.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I do feel like you can do it in the right way. And I feel like I was just talking with someone else about this, how you want to have a certain audience or someone you're talking to. But when you, because obviously, if you can't talk to everyone,
Yeah.
but at the same time, you're going to attract in your audience who's attracted into your energy, especially when you're in alignment and especially when you're following the stars, which you know how I feel about cosmic. We're going into that next. But it's like we don't have to get so pigeonholed that I'm not a travel advisor, but you better believe you guys know if I'm traveling.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. And you like, it's like when you are traveling, let's say you're traveling for something with your spiritual business, you're going and hosting a Reiki sound bath, like in another location. Like you, it is nice for you to be like, this is my hotel. And maybe you can add like a little bit of wellness and theme to it, but it's like, you should be able to share like the food you're eating. It paints you as like more than just in that pigeonhole field. It's like Emily, who loves traveling, loves good food, and she's into Reiki sound baths, but she likes nature too, you know?
Yeah. I don't know about like in nature, Amy. I don't know. I feel like you just said that only because I had that one beetle attached to me at Mount Shasta. And you guys, I was not a fan of that. I was not available for that.
The beetle loved her so much.
Was literally tracking me through that forest. Like,
Yes, like for
yes.
miles.
It was so wild. So I know that my listeners, you guys have heard me talk about Mount Shasta a few times because my goodness, it was so wild and transformative. And when you go on Pam and Alex's retreats, buckle up.
Yes, you're in for a ride.
You're in for a ride that it's a ride into space, but also another dimension. And you're not even sure where you're at, but it's fine.
Yeah. Just hang on tight. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Hang on tight, and you've got your spaceship conductors up there. So
Yes.
you're good. But I love, though, that okay. So, did we meet for the first time in Sedona? That was the first time we met, right?
Yes, that was the first time we met.
I don't think we had been in any of the programs together or any coaching
No.
stuff. Okay, yeah.
No.
Sedona.
Yeah, no, I think it was Sedona the first time, then Shasta, and now we're in a container together. But before that, I think it was always the timing was a little off. Like we kept missing each other in the different cohorts and everything.
Yeah, I thought Sedona was wild. And then we went to Mount Shasta and I was like, never mind.
Yeah. I was like, how are we gonna top Sedona? And then I was like, oh my God, okay.
We topped it, you guys. I do feel like Mount Shasta, though, for me was like one place that I don't need to go back.
Same. It
Like, I
was,
feel complete.
yeah, it was a little, it's not, it's, I don't want to say it's a little too much for me, but it was like, I gained enough from it. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
whereas Sedona, I need to go there once a
Yeah.
year at least.
Yes, I love Sedona. I can go back quite frequently, like you said, like it keeps calling back and it just feels like it aligns with our energies or something, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I feel like you and I too, we're like the bougie ones of the group who like come in, look at us.
For sure, for sure.
That's probably also why we get along so well.
Yes, I agree. Like, we're always supporting one another. Yes, bring the bag. Yes,
Yeah,
bring
you
the
need
hair.
it.
Yeah.
Yes, you
And
need
that's
it.
the reason why I was like, I'm gonna ask Emily to go to Salem because I know her and I are gonna agree on the hotel.
Oh, we're gonna be on the hotel eating
Yes.
all the sights, like.
Yes. Yes. We're gonna be on the same page all about all of that. So
Yeah, so we will be going on our third retreat together, next 8/8 portal in the Catskills. So excited, by the way. Like, I've never really thought to go there, but right when Pam and Alex mentioned it, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go mine some Herkimer diamonds after too. You're invited, obviously.
Yes. Oh
When
my
we're in
gosh.
that good juju, and then we go find some big old Herkimer diamonds.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, you
Yes.
might have to hand carry that back to Hawaii.
Definitely.
Yeah,
No,
it should be a
in the
big boy.
carry-on.
Yeah. But before that, guys, Amy and I are going to Salem, and I have never been to Salem.
Me neither. Me neither.
Kind of
Yeah.
wild.
Everyone has said that the energy is a lot, right?
Yeah.
So I think they said to go before, right? Because maybe it will be too chaotic to go after. And then I was thinking maybe you and I, like, and whoever else wants to come and join us, of course, like, we'll have to do massive grounding and connect with one another before we,
Yeah.
like, get out there in the masses.
I know we're gonna have to have a stopover somewhere to just like really ground and get out of the witchy energy, which we love witchy energy, but some locations can just be so intense, even for us that have our spiritual practices.
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe I'll bring some protections or wear something too,
Oh,
just to,
we're gonna have to.
yeah, carry around like a whole bag of crystals.
Whole backpack of it. I'm like, oh, hold on,
Yeah,
guys. I gotta take
everyone
another
like,
break.
yeah, here, grab some crystals out of the bag. Distribute them like it's like little snacks or something.
You know how they have those kids have those backpacks with the leash?
Yes.
Mine just has like crystals hanging from it that you can hold on to if you need them.
Yeah, like, everyone hang on to this. It's the central portal. Oh my
We'll be
gosh.
fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that everyone that I say I've never been to Salem gets so surprised because my old brand was literally the Rich Witch Next Door. So they were like, you've never
I
been? You're a witch. I'm like, I don't know.
it's time. Time we go.
It's time we
2026.
go. It's time we go. We're gonna be close. We're gonna be close to it. So we have to.
Yes. I agree. I agree. It's
And
going to
it's
be
gonna be
wild. It's
good.
going to be great.
I did
Yes.
also see that when you're in Salem, you can make your own broomstick. I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We're definitely doing that. And we're going to
I
take it to the retreat with us,
know. Yeah. And I
riding
don't
on
know
our
what
stick.
we're gonna do afterwards. Can you imagine carrying that on the plane? I wonder how big it is, though. It can't be that big. Right?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
not like a
Do I need
full
like a
broom.
mini broomstick?
Yeah, we're gonna make mini broomsticks so that we can carry them.
Yeah.
Wait, can you bring that back to Hawaii if it's
I'm
wood?
gonna have to double check. I think so. I hope so. Yeah, it depends. I know, like, fruits and veggies are frowned upon because of the seeds and stuff, but hopefully, like,
Otherwise, Pam and
fermented.
Alex, thanks for shipping
Yeah. Yeah, thank you
the
for shipping everything.
broom. Thanks in advance. Maybe we'll make them one too.
Ooh, yeah, that would be cool.
I know when I was looking up Salem, I was like, how much time do we need?
True. How much time do we need? I was thinking at least 3 nights.
Yeah, I think that's what we need. Because the first day you drive in and it's like you get a little lay of the land,
Yeah.
dinner,
Dinner.
and then you hit the ground running.
Yeah. And then the next day is like the full day. And then I want to say like maybe 2 full days.
2 full days and then we'll leave and start making our way to the Catskills. But then we can always like stop in nature and
Yeah,
chill.
that's true. Yeah. Do a little nature walk.
It's only a 3-hour drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
It's
It's
gonna
a
be so
straight shot.
good. Straight shot.
Yeah. Yes. We're not gonna mess with any timelines. Just gonna get
Okay, you don't have it yet, right? Because I don't think the recordings have come, but by the time this episode comes out, we will both be able to play with time.
there. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh.
So, Amy and I are both level 3 certified in the Awaken Bliss Codes, which I know I've mentioned a few times, but Awaken Bliss Codes are so amazing. They're just like, I don't even know how to describe them. I'm like, it's like Reiki times a million.
Yes. Yeah. Reiki on steroids is what I say.
Yeah. Yes. So we love it. And we're going to, that's what we're going to use, is all those codes to like cleanse and clear.
Yes. Speed time, slow time. Yeah.
Pretty much just like all the fun things. But wait, we cannot go past Mount Shasta without talking about our crazy experiences.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
My goodness. Again, with Mount Shasta. I don't even know if you guys, if this is the first episode you're listening to and you go back to a few other ones, I do talk about my alien encounters, but not in very high depth, not high depth, in depth. So it was one of those, so where Amy and I had really unique experience together. Oh, also before we talk about the aliens, remember when we were having that Lumerian guided meditation thing in the forest?
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, we are like light sisters.
Yeah.
Is that what they called us?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was you, me, and Jess too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the three of us. And like they kept showing me the three of us as being like interconnected. And I was like, yeah, I believe it.
I do too. Yes. Especially after that encounter that night, I was like, yeah, we are, you know, yeah, shared fear experiences. Shared trauma.
You know what's so wild?
Nothing's bonding like shared trauma.
Truly. You know what's so wild to me, though? Is, so in Sedona, we obviously had our cosmic contact. We interacted with aliens. Yeah. I felt like I was getting sucked into something when I was there, but whatever. It was cool. Not as scary, although it was scary going to bed because I was on the first floor by myself.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was connected to the balcony where they were.
Ooh, yeah,
I slept with the light on, you guys, the closet. Don't worry about it. But Shasta, whew, that was on steroids.
Yeah, that was on steroids. I was legit, like, yeah, I was legit impacted. I was like, okay, like, this is a lot.
Too much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, Finley agrees.
Finley's there.
Finley's like, that was too much. He's barking back there. Nope.
Yes. Yeah. Too much.
I think what it was is the cosmic connections that we made were just, they were not, I had never experienced those star beings or aliens, if you will. I'd never experienced those specific ones, and they were just intense, and they were, I don't know, there was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think it was. I wonder if it's because we were all experiencing different things, and
maybe.
And who was it? I think it was Nadine that kept telling me, like, "Can't you hear that?" And I was like, "No, I
like,
can't."
For what?
Yeah, hear what? And I'm like, "Listen," I'm like, "I hear a train."
Yeah, I was like, "I see those portals over there."
But, yeah, or I think somebody else is like, "Don't you see it over there?" And they point to the forest, and I'm like, "I heard contacts." No, I'm not sure.
I had to start taking photos because I was like, I need to like zoom in and show people stuff, like whatever. But when we started, so we always start by like sending love and light up to the cosmos, you guys.
Yeah.
And even before that, night one, because remember I had a creepy doorway, like open doorway window that was like up towards the ceiling.
Yeah, it was like above the ceiling, and it was like a portal, like it was like an arched doorway.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing that, like when I was like, I got there early and I was checking out everyone's rooms, and they're like, "Oh yeah, come upstairs." And I went to your room and Jess's room, and I was like, "What is that?" And
creepy is what it is.
Yeah, I was like, "It's cool, but creepy."
Because I think I don't know if you were down there when I said after night one that the aliens definitely were in my room night one. I was like, for sure. I was like, they were there. It was annoying. I didn't like it. So then I put all the like codes and closed everything off and kept my space sacred.
Yeah.
But yeah, night one, I was like, oh no. And then I told them they couldn't come in my room anymore. So then night two, they went into Jess's room because she had the other portal door.
Yeah.
And she was like, I couldn't sleep last night. I was like, oh shoot, I'm sorry. I sent them to you. Unknowingly sent them to you.
Yeah, it's so funny because the first night I wasn't seriously creeped out, but I was a little bit creeped out. Like maybe they walked by my door or something, but I remember like sleeping with the light it had on. Yeah.
I just had to, we had to all had to have our own rooms too. So I
Yes.
ended up in the creep room.
Yes. I was like, why did we all want our own rooms? Like, I think I would have been totally okay, like, sharing with someone at this point.
Truly, especially well, and then we did, guys. Spoiler alert, we did share on the last night because we did cause some contact. And it was, what were you experiencing in the meditation when we were like making contact?
That's the thing. So in the meditation, it was completely fine. Like these beings came to me and one like gave me like a hug and was like, I was like ascending at the time, right? So I was like feeling all up in my feels. And so they hugged me and they were like, don't worry. Like it's just human squabbles, earthlings, you'll be fine. Like that. So it was like a very reassuring hug. And I was like, okay, cool. We're safe. And then after that, it just, I don't know, it went crazy.
It escalated.
Escalated. I was like, I think what happened was maybe at Sedona, we made contact, but it was like distance proximity wise, they were like still very far. I think here at Shasta, I don't know if it was the energies or maybe more power, like more all of us like together, more energies, like where I think maybe at Sedona was my first time. And so I was a little bit like pulling back on my energy. And so this time, I think like all of us were maybe like all in and they just were like, here you go, we're coming. On the roof.
And I'm like, yeah, that was what was wild, you guys. It's like we literally laid down, and before we even started the meditation, or Pam and Alex started guiding us, you could hear them walking on the roof.
Yes.
Like
Yes.
very distinctly walking on the roof. It wasn't,
Yes.
and there weren't any like big trees or like anything where like something could be falling on the roof where you'd be like, oh, maybe that was it.
Yeah. Oh, and it also wasn't like when a house is old and it's constantly creaking, like when you walk on the steps or you just hear it throughout your day or week. It wasn't like that. Like it was, we just never heard any of that. And then all of a sudden it was like all of a sudden the noises started. So it was too coincidental to just be like, oh, this is just the house settling. It's an old house. No.
No, that was not what was happening. And just like in Sedona, they, while I was in my meditative state, pulled me out of my spirit, out of my body, if you will, and were showing me things. And that's when I saw them like coming down, coming from the portal doors in mine and Jess's room, and like coming down the stairs and coming up the stairs. And I was like, oh, you guys
Yes.
are already in here. Like you're already.
No. Yes. I think when you that when that was happening to you, there was a moment where okay, so you know, like it was like I think it was you, Jess, and then me, like sitting in a row. And so remember how we were facing?
Happening because the three of us are in a row.
Yes. And then it's oh my God, yeah, the three of us are sitting in a row, and then we all slept together.
I did not realize that I didn't put two and two together that we were all three in a row too, because we definitely
Yes.
were.
Yeah, we were definitely all sitting in a row. And you know how we were facing the stairway, like to go downstairs? So it was like Holly, Simone, and Nadine on that side, like with their back to it. And I remember distinctly looking down the hallway, the walking area where it goes downstairs. I distinctly remember like seeing something like move. Like I don't know if it was a shadow or something, but I think it was like when you were seeing it. Yeah. And so I think what happened was like maybe it I don't know. I think maybe you saw it earlier as a premonition because you were, I think it happened when you were meditating. And then afterwards we got out, I saw it with my like eyes.
Oh, yeah. What was so crazy is, so I'm seeing this like in my meditative state, and then they're talking to me and they're being like, I'm like, okay, where are you guys going to be last time? Show me. But I could tell that there were other aliens there, not just, I feel like we had Palladians and Syrians in Sedona, like very gentle, nice. But I was like, there's something else here. And it
Yeah.
just feels a little rough around the edges. And I was like,
Yes.
okay. But they were
Yes.
like, oh, we won't come inside if you don't want us to. And I literally was like, but you're already in here. And then they were like, yeah. I was like, what the? And that's when, right as that happened, there was the knock at the door.
Yes.
And so I
Oh my
literally
God.
shot up and I like look over at Pam and Alex and I'm like, did anyone
That's
else hear
when
that?
I opened up my eyes too.
I was like, what is going on? And that's when Alex and Pam are literally like, their eyes were like huge because while I was seeing it in my meditative state, they were actually seeing the lights come from those doorways down the stair. They were seeing that aliens.
Wait, oh, they were seeing the like lights form and like
Lights and like shadows, they saw the aliens descend down the stairs and come in the house. And so they were like freaking out. And then they're like, and then all of a sudden you stood up and we know that you're really interconnected cosmically. So you literally were like, oh my God, they're here. It was just like all at once.
Was it you or Alex that got up and leaned over the balcony to look down at the door?
Oh, no, that was Alex. I was not going to look down at that door. I was like, what is knocking? Why are you knocking?
For a moment, I wish I thought it was Chef Moon's like son or something. Like for a second, I was like, oh, Chef Moon's son's in the bathroom.
It was not Chef Moon's son. But I was like, you guys are already in here, so I don't understand why you're knocking on the door and you're freaking us out even more.
Yes. So that's the thing. I was just like, what is happening? Did we invite more? Or were they like confused? Like the energy was so powerful that they just were like, whoosh, sucked in. And they were like, whoa.
Maybe. Honestly, I don't know. But I feel like then when we went outside, yeah, like it just felt chaotic and it felt, yeah, I don't know. It felt weird. It didn't feel like Sedona where it was like, oh, this is fun.
Yes, it felt like we were all in different places at different times. Like, you know, in Sedona, we were all like, look over there. And we would all look over there. We would see the same things and experience the same vibe. Whereas like in Shasta, it was like, Alex is wandering over here. Somebody, Jess or somebody, I forget who, like wandered into the driveway, down the driveway in front of me. And I was like, hey, I don't know if you should go down there. Nadine kept hearing something and I was trying to hear what she heard, but I couldn't.
Yeah. And I got my phone and oh my God, remember when we first walked outside, my phone wouldn't turn
Yes,
on.
it shut off. Yes.
It shut off for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
10
it shut
minutes. I
off.
don't even
And
know.
yes, that I remember that freaked me out. And then I think it was it Jess that was like, do you guys see that in the woods? And
Yeah,
I was
and I
like,
was like, no.
I was like, I don't want to live
Oh,
in
I
that.
was like,
I
where's my
don't
phone? Where's my
want
phone? I wanted my camera so I could capture it like I did in Sedona. I was like, I want to capture this.
Pam was freaked out too, because I remember before we left, I was like, I have to go pee. And Pam was like, me too. And I'm like, I don't want to go by myself. So we went to the bathroom together.
I do think it was someone was like, oh, didn't you see the one sitting on the like chair in the front? And I was like, what? I just walked by there. I didn't see anything. Crazy.
Oh, did they think like it was like Simone or something or Wendy? Because I remember them, like they were like,
Oh,
you know, just sitting down
I don't
relaxing.
remember, but I was kind of like, oh, that's weird. And then we went in the back and then I saw them walking out of the portal. I did get a couple pictures of that. That was cool. But then the like security light randomly would go off. But like it wouldn't go off if you were walking around under it or by it. It would just all of a sudden you'd just be like completely silent. It would just go off. And I was like, oh my God, what is that?
I did not see that, which is seriously, that is why it was like, where, like, we broke off into like little groups or like something during that time. So we were all experiencing like these little different things happen.
Yeah, you're right. Because in Sedona, we really only had that back patio to go on. There
Yeah.
wasn't. Like
Anywhere to wander about. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally true. But then I think it was Alex was like, oh, I want a snack. And I was like, oh yeah, I could have a snack. I don't know why, but I was like, yeah, I'm done looking at this. Like, this is too much. And so we go into the kitchen and then a light randomly turned on, but no one else was in there with us. And we were like, oh God.
You guys did not tell me this. Thank God. I did not want to know that. I would have been like, okay, I'm going home. Bye, guys.
No, I think it was Holly like went to bed.
Yeah, Holly went
While
to
we were
bed.
all
No
still
problem.
outside, and she was just like, oh,
She's like, good
night.
night. And shut her door. And I was like,
I was like, what?
yeah.
Oh, is that how, like, do you feel like that was scary? He's scared. He's actually scared of the Tesla that's making noise outside. Sorry, guys. PJ, Proseccos, and pugs. Okay, so I go into my room and I'm like, putting the codes, and I'm like, no, you can't come in my room. Like, I'm unavailable, all the different things. And I'm still sitting in my room and I'm like, I'm uncomfortable. I was like, I know that they're still up in that tent area with the balcony that this like portal door went through. And I was like, I don't think I can sleep in here by myself. And Simone was like, I'll sleep with you. I'm like, okay, great. And then I went to talk to Pam and Alex and Jess, whatever, in Jess's room. And then by the time I came back over,
Simone
Simone
was
got
already
into our own room and I was like, well, what? I don't want to sleep by myself.
Yes. Yeah. So
Wait
then I had
people.
already told Jess, I was like, Jess, you're sleeping with me because she had the other portal room.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I was like, yeah, Jess, I'm not sleeping in your room. Let's go downstairs to my
Yeah.
room.
And I was like, wait, I'm coming too. Like, I
Yes.
cannot be
I was
alone.
like, you want to come? I have bunk beds. Like, I.
You did. You actually had 4 beds in your room.
Yeah, I had 4 beds. So I was like, okay, let's go.
I had two and I wasn't completely comfortable with just Simone and I in my room, but I was, I'll survive one night as long as someone else is in here with me.
Yeah.
But luckily I went, got to go downstairs. Or was it lucky? Because then I had even crazier experiences.
Oh no.
In your room.
Oh my God. Yeah. So it was, I think it was, I was on the bottom. You were at the top because I remember we took a picture.
Yeah. And we were
and
in the bunk though, next to the window.
Yes. And then Jess was on the other side of the bunk. But then didn't one of you come into bed with me? Was it you or was it Jess?
Jess did because I was having these crazy, I guess I'll call them dreams, but I don't think I was fully asleep. Doesn't matter. But I was having these crazy experiences with our alien friends. And I was like, I do not like this. And then at one point, I felt in this dreamlike state like they were sucking me out the window and going to abduct me. And I literally was like, oh, hell no, we are not doing that. Unavailable. And but I was like, I can't be by this window anymore. Like they're too, I'm like too accessible when I'm by the window. So yeah. I started climbing down and Jess was like, I'm having such crazy visions and things I can't even sleep. And I was like, oh my God, me too. And I think I just was getting sucked out the window. So I got to come sleep on the faraway bunk bed.
Yes.
And then she was like, oh, just sleep on the bottom. I'm going to go over with Amy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened. Yes. And then so she went over to my bed because I had a little bit of a bigger bed. And I was like happier with like more of us closer together.
I know. I was like closer, closer. Yeah. And I think what was crazy too is so then I did like a bunch of the codes and Reiki and I like closed off. I put myself into an energetic spacesuit of you can no longer get to my, you can't get to me mentally, physically, like I'm unavailable. And then I actually fell asleep.
Yes. I think after that, like once we all came down and I think after that, I was like able to get a little bit of sleep and then Jess was able to sleep because she had to leave early.
My God, she had to leave at 5 a.m.
Yeah, 5 a.m. And I was like, okay, like we made it through.
And then I was thinking, I don't ever want to do cosmic contact again. That was too scary.
Yeah.
And I'm already like, let's do it. I'm ready. Round three. I think because I know what to do now afterwards. Like I know how to sever the connection because like one of my gifts is channeling the cosmos and it's like channeling aliens. And so it's no wonder that they're like, oh my God, yay. You're like listening to us. It's like when I was first freaked out about my mediumship and like spirits and ghosts and stuff in the human world, it was freaky. So I feel like that cosmic connection was freaky. It still was. So it was wildly weird. But when I told Pam and Alex that I felt like I was getting sucked out the window, Pam was like, why didn't you let him take you and tell us where you went? I was like, what?
Sorry,
she goes, next time, she goes, tell him to come to my room. I was like, oh, you got it.
Okay. No problem. I'll send them on their way. Like,
well, and in the Catskills, I'm across the hall from them.
Oh my God. Okay.
So I was like, done. I'll send them right over.
I actually am bunking with Wendy, so I'm not alone, which actually makes me feel a lot better.
I don't mind that. You might have me in there as well.
Yes, please come. I seriously think we're going to have a little group in our place.
A slumber party, if you will.
Yeah.
Although at that point, I will have, now that we have like our different codes with interacting with our cosmic friends, I do think too, I'm going to be working with them so heavily. By the time we hit the Catskills, I feel like it's just going to be like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah. 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 Also, yeah, I'm also, I think we'll be very grounded after like Salem and everything. Yeah. And I think that there might be like a bigger group, right? There's more of us coming this time too.
I think so. Oh, also the alien group that was felt so lawless, I will call them, was the Orions.
And oh, is that who we think? Okay.
Yeah, that's who Pam and Alex confirmed it was. And they actually act like pirates. They really are like
little rough. Chaos.
They're a little rough. They don't have manners like our Palladian and Syrian friends. And I was like, oh, wonderful. So I don't need to really interact with the Orions. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, please, no. And then I think I was on a call with the group. Were you on the call at the time when I think it was like shortly after retreat? And I had on my TV and it was like playing. I had some music playing, but the screensaver was on. And then I'm talking to you guys and all of a sudden it like turns back on as if I've moved to the remote, but it like went down like a couple channels and it stopped at like Alien, like the TV show, like the TV guide. And I was like, I swear to God, there's a recording of it happening live. Like I need to find which session was that.
Oh, was that like our closing?
I think so. It might have been
we had to leave so abruptly from
Yes. I was like, oh, I think they're saying bye.
Yeah, you're like, I am complete. Thank you.
Yeah,
because you, I feel like, would have more of a higher likelihood of contact than I. They can contact anywhere. Everyone listening, they can contact anywhere. It's just a little tougher when you're in a city like me in Chicago because the government is aware of them and there's airplanes and people and lights and it's just tougher.
Yeah, for
Just
sure.
How I like it.
Yeah, I actually am like, I'm okay. I'm like, you don't always have to make yourself known to me. It's okay. But Hawaii, where I'm at, it's like a lot of like very like healing, soft, feminine energy too. So I think it's like, I'm in a good kind of like safe space. Like,
yeah.
So.
She's in the safe space.
Yeah.
But isn't
New
it?
Zealand though, totally masculine energy. Like definitely more like rough, strong, like definitely more like warrior energy. Whereas Hawaii is like the very feminine.
Yeah. It is very feminine. You're right. I could use some Hawaii energy. I should come visit.
Yes.
I feel like what's so interesting is that you were so drawn and called to astrology for so long. And now you're having these like wild encounters.
It's okay, please. Thank you.
If you had told me 10 years ago, hell, if you had told me 3 years ago that I was going to have this cosmic connection, maybe I'll say 5 years ago, because I have had some readings where people talk about like aliens and stuff with me. Yeah. So we'll say 5 years ago. If you had told me that I was going to be like interacting with cosmic beings, aliens, celestial beings, all the things, I would have been like, you are insane. Now
I
I'm like,
still think like that though. I'm like, there's no part of me is, did we? No way. Like, I feel like I'm still a little bit in denial about it.
I'm not in denial because that was too wild, but I am still figuring out this channeling of our celestial friends and what that's going to look like sharing out with people.
Yeah.
Am I teaching other people how to do it or am I just doing it? Unclear.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
Might be both.
Yeah. Yeah. I think because then I think people can also see you doing the channeling and go, okay, she's the real deal. I want to learn from her. But yep. At the same time, people that don't want to learn are like, no, I just need to
I just want a message.
Work with her. Yeah. I need to work with her directly. And others are like, okay, like she's somebody to learn from.
Yeah, that's well, true and good thing because all those of you listening, a reminder, I am the doors are open for Own Your Magic, which is teaching you how to channel.
That is amazing.
I feel like we could talk about aliens and Mount Shasta and spiritual and astrology forever.
Yes.
But since we're running out of time, Amy, tell everyone how they can find you. Guys, a reminder, it'll be in the show notes,
yes,
where they can find you and all the good stuff.
Yes. My website is mysticalamy.com. So that you can go to my website and learn all about me. And then on Instagram, I am mysticalamy. So hopefully easy to remember. But yeah, those two places you can definitely find me.
I love it. And before you go, I always like to ask my guests a random question. But for you, I am going to ask you two because I could not decide between my favorite questions. I asked ChatGPT and then them. Okay. If your soul had a playlist right now, what song would be on repeat?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. My soul had a playlist. What song would be on repeat right now? Okay. This is
it
so.
It could also just be like your favorite song right now because I'm like, I just keep going to Teddy Swims in my head. And I'm like, that's not the whole song.
I was going to say, like, typically this is not, I would not be always playing this, but for some reason, Taylor Swift's Opalite is like constantly in my head.
I love it. I love it. And your second question, because you are so magical, you get two, is if the universe sent you a text message right now, what would it say?
Ooh, let's see. Maybe all of us, if you say, go for it.
Ooh, oh my gosh. During retreat, I was literally using a pen. What did I do with it? And it literally says, go for it on it.
Oh my God.
What? Literally, go for it. All retreat weekend.
That is amazing. I love that.
That's some confirmation. Go for it, people.
Go for it. Yes.
Go for it. I love it. Thank you, Amy.
No,
I can't wait for everyone to hear this. I know, this is so magical. I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Yay, thank you.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I Am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.